久しぶりだな皆さん。 Okay, so been a while since I've done a recording, both podcast and video. Honestly, I don't really like the look of me from like walking and check. I think it's like it's a bad angle, but I think for anyone really. So we'll just do this instead. Because like the content and the chatting and connecting is important. So today, thought of mind came from Jefferson Fisher. You're like, who is this guy? Oh, great question. He is a lawyer turned into author slash content creator. And I, slight small story. So I had placed his book and audiobook on my library wait card, and I didn't set notifications because I was like, I don't need this. Well, I missed the audiobook, but it's okay because I just was like, oh, I have Spotify and all that. So I started listening to it, and his content is on communication. And you know me, people are important, connecting is important. And to make that happen, yeah, it's been definitely a focus of mine in the last recent times to connect with people and to prioritize that. So a lot of learning from there. So basically, one of his questions, because his in the book he talks about, you know, the intention you want to set when you're having a conversation or your goal. And having your values be something that helps you decide how you want to approach these things. I thought that was interesting. Just like, right, what am I about here? Like, what am I trying to do here? What's the point? Like, he does offer a lot of quick kind of wisdoms of things like never win an argument, which, so he is a lawyer by trade and his family was all lawyers. So he grew up right in that profession. Sure, knowing the law, very important. But you're dealing with people, and it makes sense that he's really blown up this way. He, you know, shares in the intro, he made a video, it was like, it just went viral, and yeah, it was, the content in his voice is a good one. So I would recommend him pretty highly. He's not like a psychologist or anything like that, or these coaches or people like Tony Robbins who are trying to sell you stuff. He does like offer things. I think, right, that's just if you have information, you know, it makes sense to sell. So, yeah, I was just thinking about on my walk. So I have, like, two parts. I walk one way, and then I walk back, and then I walk another way. Because I have a walking friend who I pass every day. Security guard for one of the local things around here, and I like to say hi to him. There's another lady, too, sometimes I see. And then there's some other guys, but timing's a little bit different. So, yeah. So I was thinking, like, what is important for me? And I know connection is important. And kind of with that is the energy, too. Like, how you're showing up for people, what you're doing. What is, how do you show up? What do you do? Prioritize in your relationships. Because I've had a lot of recent times, like how I deal with people has changed a lot. I've done really an audit kind of on all the relationships, kind of see where they're at, let people show me, okay, cool, like that's where they're at, I can meet them or not. And it's okay if like your friendship isn't what you thought and it changes into something else, or if even like, hey, like just in different places, and just kind of let things go as they will. I kind of like, you know, with Mel Robbins, just let them. Okay, let people do stuff. But then back to Jefferson, right? The priority of, yeah, just like, you know, trying to, at the end of the day, it's a lot of like being more mindful, slowing down, and not just like getting caught up in emotions and feelings. Because feelings aren't facts. They're feelings, but they're real. Because I've recently definitely had one of my older friends who is just like, she's just like not showing up. And it's okay because like I've edited this problem, right? I've not addressed things or brought up my concerns or communicated that, or I've just dealt with it, or, you know. But then as adults too, like, how often do you see people is kind of a good question. Or like, is this a conversation worth having? Is it really going to move the needle? Do I care enough? So probably in this case, I don't care enough. No, it's just, you know, if I'm looking at changing my life, maybe going to Japan or exploring personal training, well, I'm going to meet new people. It's a different vibe. So on that theme, part dose of this sort of walking content, Pokemon Go 9th anniversary event started today. Wow, 9 effing years of this. It's kind of interesting to think, like, where was I when I first started? You know, 2016, I remember right after my birthday party, one of my friends, like, we went, like, he slept over, and then we went walking around. We're just like, oh, that's so cool. And it was so cool. That summer was, like, something special, and making friends through the Pokemon, like, seeing names in the gyms. I remember, like, my friend Aaron and his dad were Zygus Dominator and Canarsie. I was like, oh, who are these guys? And you eventually meet them. Or, like, my friends Don and Marcella, same thing. So that's kind of cool that, you know, these are friends I've made over the years. I definitely have taken a break. There was a time where I took, like, a pretty long break from Pokemon. But I do enjoy, for me, right, if we're going talking about values, adventure and exploring is a big one, but that is at odds with another one of, like, easiness / convenience / laziness. So I'm kind of in the space of, like, alright, do I go back to Japan? I think yes, the answer is, it's very, by time, when the time is right, I'll know, and I can go and, I don't know if living is the quite correct thinking, but it is an option. But being like, hey, let me just go to Japan, let me just fucking do it, see what happens, and kind of let the world unfold, right? Maybe it's not Japan, maybe it's some other Asian country that ends up calling me. And for you who are listening, my loyal friends or friends, you know, yeah, whatever is good for you and inspirational, being kind of cool, you know, keep an open mind. But yeah, the whole Pokemon thing being 9 years, it's, I think, all the different memories and people we've met, like how you show up with people. And I think for me, it's been a good hobby to meet people. I've been the most, like, outgoing. That's something I'm working on, to try and just talk to more people, make friends. But interesting point with my not Pokemon friend, but who also plays Pokemon, he kind of brought up a point of, like, we were chatting and just like, how do you meet people? And his wife was like, well, yeah, I know I've clients who talk to me and are like, well, I'm kind of scared to, like, you know, meet people, or, you know, trying to chat people on the subway. That was kind of funny. We had a little fun chat about that. It's like, yeah, definitely not the space to try and, like, meet people, because, like, if you're going to be like, hey, they're good looking, they're like, I'm just trying to go home. They might clench their pepper spray, like, you good? I guess that's part of the fun. But it's like, right, if you compare it to something like Pokemon Go, and we're all at a park, and you see someone playing the game, you're like, oh, hey, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're ready, kind of. The intention is, like, we're all there just to have fun, like, not here to F you, or try to F you, or, you know, what. So that's interesting, too, because, like, even at whatever hobby, it's a way to meet people, and connection is, right, for me, been such a big value. If I even look back at the Magic the Gathering. And funny enough, one of my Magic compatriots works, like, super closely. We walk once in a while, we chat. That's cool. Like, my friend who got me the job, I met through Magic. And I can very much see the difference in our value systems. You know, my friend is definitely a more blue-collar kind of thinking. And that kind of, those experiences and, you know, that lifestyle shaped him into who he is now. He's had a divorce and has little kids, and, you know, his first son's going to college. you know, he was more of a, you know, kind of go out and like party kind of guy, whereas I never was that. So just everyone has different experiences, and being open to seeing people for who they are, appreciating the stories and stuff, and right, if it's a good connection, we'll meet again. And if not, okay. Like, when it happens, it happens. Although, there, for me, there's definitely, like, a tough balance of, like, deciding when I want to reach out versus not, because I've always been more of an initiator compared to, you know, there's just, you know, some people, it's, they could be bad at texting, they could have neurodivergence. There's a lot of possible things, and in this, I forget who, but I was, you know, looking at the Instagram as I do, and one woman was like, and her thing was like, in this economy, everyone's busy. And it's like, huh, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Like, we all have crap going on. So to use that excuse of like, I'm busy, well, right, then I'm not enough of a priority or like something you want to actively pursue. And that's fine. But the right, the people who are willing to put in a little bit of time and energy and effort to, right, add to the friendship or show up in their own way, right? It might not be exactly like the reaching out, but like when you do get together, like my senpai, I think that's a really good sort of way to look at it, right? She's got basically her own life running, a whole life, family, her kid's gonna go to college next year, going to Japan. So yeah, it's like you got all these things, so I can't expect or imagine that you would have the bandwidth to, you know, communicate the same way. You know, you have too many things going on, so to respond to a text sometimes. Oh, she does apologize for not getting back to text. And right, you know, you take responsibility. You know, I get it. Like, you're trying to like build your life so that your business can support your family for the next, you know, 20 odd years, or, you know, what might the next business opportunity look like. So I think, and then my other senpai who's getting married, similar thing, you know. You're getting married, your, you know, fiance has kids, he's from his first marriage, you got things to do. You got, you know, obviously the kids and this family you guys are creating are priorities. Or even like my friend who I work for, you know, he's priorities his family. So I'm like, right, TLDR, Plav, what the fuck's your point? Well, once you're in that phase of life where family is your thing, it definitely changes, and I could be there eventually. I don't know. Right, first thing, I have to find a victim, as I like to say, someone to make a family with, or maybe they come prepackaged with family. I'd just be like, yeah, I'm the manly figure. Yeah, for me, like, being kind, like, if I were to do that, I think leading through kindness and love and examples like that, firmness also and boundaries, I think there's definitely a lot to offer, you know, if I had kids to kind of share with them, like, hey, like, enlist or not, I don't care, like, do your own thing, as long as you're not gonna, like, hurt yourself, you're fine. So yeah, I think that's like a maybe a little observation for you guys. You know, different phases of life. If you just have a newborn, it's hard to hang out with them. Or you're going to have to like make concessions. I'm like, I'll come to you. I'll bring stuff. It's fine. But also having these conversations, kind of looping back to Jefferson, that you may have to have conversations. Or maybe things will drift. We might spend more time with people who are in the similar stage of life versus... Right, different stages of life. Even like with dating, like I'm very honestly, I'm done with online dating. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Online dating sucks. Miserable. That's okay. Meet people. If I meet someone, great. If I don't, it's fine too. Oh, okay. Small story time since we're kind of rambling. Was that Bryant Park for Pokemon Go Fest this past weekend, and there was this gathering, like Dykes Against Fascism. It was very interesting to see them. They were definitely dressed very interestingly. I guess the whole whole, like, I don't know nothing about that community, so it's interesting, because, like, something I would never see, right? In New York City, you see all kinds of people, which is part of the fun. You're just walking around, hearing tourists, see New Yorkers, but it's like a mix of all different energies, which is kind of cool. Just kind of move on, be like, anywho, that was a fun little memory from, because there was, like, also, like, people getting, like, photographed for weddings by the public library, and then there's, like, Pokemon people, and there's, like, protesting, because, like, Trump is, like, kind of a fascist, I guess. You know, if you're, like, bombing another country, yikes. Right, the amount of things in my lifetime, it's, like, actual, like, a fictional movie, which is, it's very funny in its own way. And, yeah, there you have it, I guess. Just, like, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Or I'm just talking to myself. Also, thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. But, yeah. 9 years of this Pokemon. Very, very cool stuff. Anyways, I'll leave you guys with that until the Hasta La Pasta.